Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles were back out on the NovaCare Complex practice fields today as they get set for their NFC East divisional showdown with the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about how the Eagles deployed the nickel package against Atlanta and what we might see moving forward.
Yeah, Malcolm did a really nice job and Chris did a really nice job. But again, a lot of it was because of what Atlanta did. A lot of times Julio ended up in the slot, so we wanted a bigger physical guy in there. So it can change this week depending on how, you know, we think they're going to change. And is Dallas going to change with Dez being out? Are they going to move some of their guys around?
Of course, one of the biggest storylines heading into Sunday's game is that DeMarco Murray will be facing his former squad. But Kelly knows that his running back will keep an even-keeled attitude heading into the game.
I think it just depends on the player. You know, I think DeMarco's a very grounded individual. You know, and he's pretty, you know, consistent in his approach every day that he's here. You know, he's not an up-and-down guy. You know, I think sometimes I just think it depends on the individual, but he's been fine. You know, we'll monitor him just like we monitor all our players this week, but I haven't seen any change in him because of it's Dallas week and he played for Dallas.
After practice, Murray echoed the thoughts of his head coach, saying that he will keep his emotions in check in Sunday afternoon's game.
Not at all, not from my end at least. Like I said, this is a true business, and I'm very, so to speak, emotionless when it comes to a lot of things, especially the business side. I understand the business aspect of NFL, and it's all about, you know, just finding guys who's right for your system, and I feel like, you know, I'm here, and this is the best place for me. This is where I want to be, and this is the team that wanted me. So I'm not worried about, you know, those guys. And I'm sure they're a great, great group of guys, great organization, a lot of respect for them. But I've moved on a long time ago, and I'm happy to be here.
Sunday's game will be another chapter in this historic rivalry between the Eagles and Cowboys. Zach Ertz knows all about that rivalry. This will be his third year playing in it. Sam Bradford is new to it, but both players are very excited to see how the game turns out on Sunday.
You know, I think I'm learning quickly that there's not a lot of love lost between the two sides. You know, I think a couple of the guys were, you know, at a charity deal yesterday, and everyone was talking about they had some choice words for Dallas. You know, obviously, what was it, our first or second practice? You know, they had the banner flying over the stadium. So, yeah, obviously, we know this is a big game for both teams.
I think so. I think growing up, you can kind of grasp it if you watch the NFL at all, that the Eagles and Cowboys are always going to be good, and it's always going to be good games. So I think it's the same this week and this year.
A broken bone in his foot will keep Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant off the field on Sunday, but Byron Maxwell knows that the Cowboys still have a lot of targets to spread the ball around to, and he knows that he has to rebound from Monday night's game.
He'll be back out. He's only 4 to 6 weeks, so I'm going to see him eventually. But, you know, they still got a great group of guys there. That's why they're a playoff team, because they got more than one guy that can go, that can play ball. So he'll be back.
Rookie wide receiver Nelson Agholor only had one catch for 5 yards in his NFL debut on Monday night. But according to fellow wide receiver Jordan Matthews, it was the things that didn't show up on the box score that Agholor did so well.
I felt like Nelson played really well. I mean, Nelson had, I think, one target, and he caught the ball. And if you go back to the film, he did everything we asked him to do. You know, in the running game, you know, backside, you expect a lot of rookies their first game to kind of just be, you know, eyes wide open, you know, Bambi legs. He looked like he'd been playing for a long time. You know, when he had to block, he made his blocks. When he had to run out defenders, he ran out defenders. He was always in the right spot. If you just know the type of defense that they play, the linebackers, those guys, they get out to the flats quick. They play deep, so it's hard to get balls to the outside. So, of course, we're going to work inside a little bit more. You know, as the season goes on, we'll play teams where there will be more work outside. I know Nelson's going to do his job, but I don't think you can go off stats, you know, to really understand, you know, how good and, you know, how well he did in his first game. I feel like our receiver coach loved how Nelson played, and I loved how he played, too.
That will wrap things up today here from the NovaCare Complex. Tomorrow we will once again hear from head coach Chip Kelly, along with linebacker D'Amico Ryans and safety Malcolm Jenkins. For all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.